Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network,
home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Hello and welcome to Scaredy Boys, a podcast where three cowardly friends discuss horror movies. I'm Damien.
I'm Sean.
And I'm Tom.
And for this episode, we watched Deadstream. Deadstream is a 2022 American supernatural horror comedy film directed, written, produced, and edited by wife and husband Vanessa and Joseph Winter in their directorial debut. It follows a disgraced internet personality who attempts to win back his followers by live streaming one night alone in a haunted house. But when he accidentally pisses off a vengeful spirit, his big comeback event becomes a real-time fight for his life.
This genre of person,
yes,
ripe for horror.
This is so good.
Like
an influencer.
Oh, just this kind of like imagine if we just watched a movie where we just Mr. Beast just got killed by a ghost.
Yeah,
it ties into like so many nice little things. The fact that he's disgraced, that he doesn't really get into it, and then you learn later it's like he made homeless people fight.
Yeah, yeah,
like, fight him,
fight him.
Right.
Oh. Just like, I'd love to know, I imagine if I Googled, and I haven't done any research, but sure. I imagine there has to be a YouTuber out there who's being hanselled for that. There was the one, was the guy who got done for that fuckhead?
Who's now a boxer?
Who's now a wrestler.
A wrestler?
Oh, one of the Paul boys, Logan or Jake, I think.
Yeah. Jake's the worst Paul, right?
Logan, I think, is a wrestler, right?
Logan's a wrestler now.
Okay.
And I think he's...
And a boxer, maybe?
I thought boxer, yeah.
Jake's the boxer.
No, Logan is also a boxer.
Oh, fuck.
He just fought another influencer or something. Ridiculous. Some recent.
We used to live in a society, boys.
Well, yeah. Boxing used to be, you know, a prestigious sport with trained... I guess these guys train, but fuck, mate. Yeah, influencers fighting
it's
each
crazy.
Other.
Well, he's an MMA fighter. They both did MMA and stuff. Wrestling is actually perfect for Logan Paul because he can be a heel. He can do dumb shit. Boys, I watched him at the Royal Rumble last year and he did a jump that blew my dick off.
Okay.
Do you want to see him in a haunted house?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's
do you want to see him getting his head smashed while the evil ghost is like, smash that like button or whatever. this is a quite funny movie.
Very funny.
I think it did an awesome job of balancing like genuine spooks.
Yes.
And the silliest shit you'll see.
Yeah.
Do you reckon the Winters are a fan of a certain Samuel Raimi?
Yes, I believe they are. Yeah, they remind me of the garrote happening here. Yeah. I really loved this. I almost from the first shot, I think even just using the format of a YouTube channel or whatever, you know, stand-in it is really great. It like meant we could have this exposition in a way that didn't feel overdone because he's just doing a video. He's just doing one of his standard videos. And like you said, these types of characters that influencers, I guess, are ripe for this sort of thing. So I actually quite weirdly have a story called Livestream, which could almost be a partner to this one where it starts off goofy and then gets quite dark. And if you want to listen to that, jump over to Short Tales.
What a seamless little plug.
Yes. It was also recently published in Nocturne magazine.
So whoa. You can check it out there. Oh, that's the one that got in. Oh, yeah. Beautiful.
We don't pay him enough, Sean.
We don't.
But this character is so fun to write because they're an idiot.
Mm.
They're an idiot. But you also understand them because, like... Yes. What they want, yes, they want attention, yes, they want validation, We all do. Yeah. And like, I love the idea that underneath this is like just this kind of broken person.
Yeah.
And so I think like this for the comedy, but also you can still have, you can still care enough about them that it works. It's not just comedy. You still get a few, like the scares are still there.
Yes. Oh, some of the scares are quite effective.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's the huge jump scares anytime when he's got the camera and you can see, he's got the other camera set up and you see something on the other camera that he can't see.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I'm going to go investigate. And you're like, no, 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 no. There's a massive one. Is it out on the stairs? And she drops out of the ceiling.
Does she drop out? I remember her legs disappearing up through the roof.
It's all bad. Anytime, it's scary before Mildred gets there because there's all the creepy weird ghosts. But then once Mildred's popping, she's popping, man.
Before we even get to the scares, like I really just love the live stream aspects. You've got the comments popping up a lot. Yep. And it's just sort of captures the toxicity of the internet.
Because
you've got, it's just a range of different humans that we've all seen on the internet. You've got people going, good on you, or, you know, oh, at least he's, you know, giving it a crack. And then other people going, I hope you die.
Kill yourself.
Yeah, and sometimes one comment will linger at the top sort of thing. And it's the one, you know, they want us to see. But like, yeah, this,
if you're
it's crazy how many of them, when the shit's really hitting the fan, are just like, hope you die, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you're scum.
I think it does that really nice thing, is it on a surface level, it's a fun, grotty horror comedy.
Mm.
But underneath that, there is that sort of comment of you know, what you were talking about, the validation and the craving in audience, and then how quickly the audience will turn on you when you don't give them what they want.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like they bully him into doing things. He's like, no, I actually think I need to like not do this. And the audience are like, no, do it. And he's
like,
it's this weird thing where I think once you're on a screen, on a Twitch stream, once you're sort of behind the screen and no one knows who you are, I've noticed even in our friends and sort of other Sans Pants boys have a lot of the Twitch stuff. The stuff that does well is when they do a stream where the viewers have a chance to fuck them over.
Yeah.
Like I know Joel Dusha plays a Pokemon one where the Twitch can take over what he does or make him release a Pokemon, or, and I know Adam was doing one where the stream can like chat can determine what he does with certain things.
Right.
Tom Walker used to do a great truck simulator one where people could take control of the steering wheel and just make him crash into a wall and ruin whatever he was doing.
Yeah, yeah.
And so there's this real weird thing where an audience, when we're given the option to be like, we could ruin this person's night.
Yeah.
Only in a small, like, you know, it's only a small silly way.
Yeah.
We do it. So this just takes that to an extreme degree. Yeah. Read the words out loud. Yeah. Do the bad thing.
Yeah. And I think it also plays into this very real thing where someone behind a screen or behind a microphone, for a lot of people, like, aren't a real person. They're like, no, you're just my entertainment that appears on my screen. You're not a real person. And kind of like bringing that reality back into like, well, no, like actions have consequences. These are real people.
Mm.
And like the things you say, yes, their feelings can get hurt or their bodies can get hurt if you tell them to go investigate the ghost.
They can end up in hell.
Yeah, right.
They're just a toy in your sandbox and you're just kind of like, do something to entertain me. I don't care how dangerous it is. It's also funny too when she appears and all the comments are like, give her own channel sort of thing. And he's like instantly just feeling like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, the
I'm
frustration.
The star. Yeah. I think he even says to her, I'm not sure I'll be an asshole, but they're here for me. Like,
yeah.
Just quiet, please.
And that's like, you hit on something great there because this character also is so petty and so small. And so like, even though we're saying like, oh, he is a person and, you know, he just wants
such
validation.
Such a loser.
He's also a big toss. Like he is a massive flop.
I could have done without the camera angle that just looked directly up his nose for like 80% of the movie.
You said this to us off mic and I'm like, I'm so glad you didn't tell me that pre me watching it.
Oh, I can't believe you didn't pick up on it immediately.
Yeah.
I'm just like looking at every little hair up there and being like, okay, great. Also just love, this is a cowardly custard of a character.
Big time.
I kind of love anytime he's like, yeah, okay, I'm just going to go into the room. And then just those little, something very funny, funny about a high-pitched scream from a
he
man.
Shrieks.
Just when like, yeah, he just goes, oh.
Yeah, he commits to those shrieks. Yeah. They're very good.
He's very funny.
Boys, he's the most relatable protagonist in a horror movie we've ever had.
He's like, this is literally, I
watch this movie and I'm like, this is something that if we did a Twitch stream or if Scaredy Boys had a YouTube channel.
It's what we would do.
This would be something we'd do where we'd get bullied by a chat into summoning a devil.
I'm watching him do it. I'm watching him go in there. I'm watching him put the padlock, throw the key away, and I'm like, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we've talked about doing like something in this ballpark with Jackson Bailey, like going to haunted places deliberately and seeking it out and maniac behavior.
You bought me a haunted painting.
Yeah.
Yes.
Don't even act like this maniac is something outside behavior. Of the realm. I'm sitting here going, yeah, right, we were going to. No. You have done this.
This is going to have far-reaching ramifications beyond, like, the painting killing Tom.
Right.
Burning his house down.
Yeah, sure.
Because anytime we start to criticize a character for being dumb now, we're going to be like, We did buy
Damn
a painting.
Can I also we didn't say, pick that. Just on the audience, not parasitic, what's it, symbiotic? Whatever. The one where it's, yeah, symbiotic, where it's like give and take.
Right.
Parasitic's just all take, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So the anemone and the clownfish, that's the analogy I want. That's right. Symbiosis. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Science boy?
Yeah, yeah, that's right. No, you're right. Yeah.
This lab coat's feeling
man.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
The symbiotic relationship between an audience and a thing.
Yeah.
We could be people start sending us cursed shit because you've opened the door that we will accept those items.
Yeah.
Like you have done this to this show.
Yeah. Send them to the studio.
Send them to Tom's house.
Yeah, to Tom's house, yeah.
Yeah, at Redacted.
He's got a really great collection going, so there's no point, you know, us having... Just let Tom have the full collection.
You're going to end up having, like, a haunted wing of your house.
Well, I don't have a wing.
I lost him momentarily to his fucking phone. Yes. Over there.
No, I was double checking some stuff for the movie. Yeah,
double checking your address so you can read it out now.
No, I'm not reading out my fucking address.
Sorry, I'll put it in the show notes.
Yeah, great.
But yeah, this guy is literally us. Like, even the idea that...
His name's Sean.
His name is Sean. Wrath of Sean.
There's not enough Seans.
There aren't enough Seans in the world.
I've said this a lot. Ever since Shaun of the Dead?
Yeah.
Where are the Seans in
Where
cinema?
Are they?
Where are they?
They should be popping up and they should have your spelling.
It's a great name. Yeah. No, probably not.
It's the Irish spelling.
Yeah, it rattles so many people.
Yeah, it really does.
Mostly older men who, like, come to my work to deliver something and I have to, like, write my name down and they're just like, what the fuck?
Hold on, who's CN? Yeah. But yeah, even the fact that his YouTube series is about someone facing their fears, like that's literally what this podcast is about.
Yeah.
Like, granted, we don't have to do it going out into the world, but we still have a very bad time watching some of these movies.
Absolutely.
So I was like, fuck, this is way too real. And then I'm like, shit, are we as bad as this guy? Like, is this too much us?
Yeah.
Everything about this too, like the concept as well, we talk about the fictional version of, but the real life making of this movie. Mm. This concept is perfect for low-budget horror.
Yeah.
Like, all of the budget clearly has gone into the practical effects because it's all the gore and ghost shit is real.
Which is great to see.
Which just adds a layer of... Like, that thing in the bathtub.
Yeah.
So much scarier because you can squish it.
Yes.
Like, it's got a popping big eye. Yeah. It looks fucking awful.
The bathtub one for me wasn't one of the worst ones.
Right.
I just think, I don't know, maybe because of the lighting, maybe because you're so close to the proximity of it. Some of the designs were absolutely fucked. You know, he jumps out the window and it's just before the cop.
Dog Wolfman thing running around outside.
Before the cop comes. It's when he's looking for the spark plug, I think.
Yes.
And he just hears a noise and looks up. You just get a brief glimpse. I can't even describe what it was.
Is it a rat man?
Kind of like a golem type creature.
It's bad.
It's real bad.
Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah, yeah. It's truly terrible. Yeah, they did great. Like, very impressed by this team. Like, obviously, they've done it on the tightest of budgets. And I think what really impressed me is the format of it. I think it's so much more inventive than, like, this is ultimately found footage, right?
Yep.
But this is, like, elevated found footage. They've gone, because of the format, because of him doing his series, it's working on so many levels. So, like, one thing I really loved was the rules of this thing. Like you said, him going there, him doing the stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, we would fucking do that. We're idiots. Because you're doing it for an audience. You're not, you know, even, like, I guess people who do found footage are as well. But for him to have to throw away his spark plugs, he has the rule that he has to investigate every sound, like all these things that to go, hold on, why would a coward do these things?
Yeah.
And then it's inbuilt into the mechanisms of this format that, yeah, he has to, and that there is no escape. And all of it plays perfectly. You're like, I don't doubt it for a second.
It's what we do. We've come across a horror movie. We don't want to keep watching it.
Yeah.
But we have to because we're doing a show.
Right. Yeah,
we have to do it for the show. We always have to look at the screen, except for that one time that Damo didn't.
No comment.
What I love about that, Sean, is that Damon thinks he's gotten away with it every time.
He doesn't. I volunteered that information.
He knows he never
And
got
I
away
still
with it.
Feel just... I don't know. I'm not doing this again.
Don't do it. Don't worry. It was a throwaway comment. Found oxygen because it was the worst thing that's ever happened on the show.
You bought me a cursed painting.
Yeah, you deserve it.
Back to the filming of it, though, and the sort of fan footage of it all. Again, it lends itself to such a low-budget, great filmmaking. It's made in about, I think, from what I was reading, it's about 7 days.
Right.
The whole shit.
Really?
Which is just crazy.
Yeah, I love that.
And all done practically, all done in-house, and even the prosthetics and everything, just... A husband and wife team just feels really cool working
it's
on
great.
It together.
Yeah, I find it really inspiring.
Yeah, it is. It's one of those peak examples. We've talked about this before on the show, and it's been a low-budget horror where you watch it and you just get so charged up.
Yes.
You're like, fuck yeah, I want to go out and make something. Not that we have the skill to actually pull off something.
No.
But it's one of those ones that sort of tricks you into wanting to be charged up with creativity and want to do something.
But it shows you that you can. Like, I imagine the budget for this isn't massive. It was a Shudder original, so it's not like... Not making box office money.
Sure.
But I remember I followed both of them on Twitter.
Yep.
And when it was starting to get traction, when it first came out, they were like, our follower counts have like tripled in like day. Like awesome. It was really nice to sort of see that journey happen alongside them. And I hope we see more stuff from these guys because this is really good. They have an entry in a... Why have I seen so many of these? They have an entry in VHS 99.
Oh, awesome.
Okay.
See, I like that because that clearly says the horror community are also like on board for what they're putting out.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. And it is very similar. It's a guy filming a seance with a GoPro and then they get sucked to hell and have to get out of hell.
I want to watch just that.
Yeah, just give me that good. One. Yeah. Is VHS. It? Does it still have a bit of comedy?
It's still very funny, super gory.
Right.
Hell is grotty.
And like they've really found their own voice and tone. Yeah. Like obviously horror comedy is a thing, but like I think it is very Sam Raimi as well, for sure. But like they've still got their kind of feel to it, I think. Yep. I want them to keep exploring this thing. Like even if it still plays in the same ballpark, I think there's further they can go with it. I think it's a great concept.
It's kind of like that old Evil Dead, but with a real modern touch to it.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus, good. I was surprised by how much I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Because your mileage probably is either you get behind this goofball or he annoys the shit out of you and you don't enjoy it as much. But I think even then you would find enjoyment in him going through hell.
Yeah, yes. And can I say, that's what happened when I watched it with my partner. Amanda was like, this guy's so annoying.
Yeah.
So then it becomes enjoyable for the, I want to see him cop it.
He's weirdly endearing, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
He's a piece of shit.
Yeah, I know.
He's trying to be better, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you understand him. And even that, even including this background of him, you know, needing retribution, needing to make his name good again.
Yeah.
I think it's such a great thing because it makes him even more desperate, even more like willing to do this.
He will do
stuff.
Whatever the audience tells That's him it. To do. Like, and when they tell him to hang out with Chrissy, who is later revealed to be, it's Melinda, isn't it? Melinda? Mildred. I do love just on that, the bit when he's like, hang on a minute, I locked the door. The minute she showed up, I was like, mate, you locked the door.
Yeah, do not trust Chrissy at all.
She snuck in. They're together for like half an hour before, and she keeps like jumping out trying to scare him.
Right.
And then he gets to a point where he's like, hang on a minute. I don't think, and then all bets are off.
Yeah.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare coverage at UH1.com. That's UH1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Boys, were we scared?
Yes. Yeah, it's scary. Yeah. And it was to the point where, because it's sometimes it's so, he's so goofy that I was like, this doesn't kind of deserve to scare me anymore.
Right.
And then as soon as you feel like that, you're fucked.
Yeah.
It continually got me.
It truly did. Yeah. They had some good jump scares, as in bad jump scares, as in that was scary.
There's a one with her. It's when they go down to the basement together and he loses track of her.
Right.
And it's just like, this is bad. This is all bad.
Yeah.
I don't want this. There's the figure of the guy in the corner.
The corner man.
He's yuck.
As soon as he started telling us the history and the stories of some of these things, I was like, nah, sign me off. I'm done.
One thing I did love, just in terms of the story, is not in terms of like a big scare, but I love the reveal that Mildred has punished all of these people by making them recite her shitty poetry. That's like, she's this ghost who's this vengeful spirit whose whole thing is like, Yeah, I wrote some poems and they were bad. Yeah.
No one liked my poems.
No one liked my poems. Now you're going to read them out forever.
Yeah. I liked his sort of realization of, oh, she's like me. She just wants an audience.
Yes.
Like that was very good, I thought.
Yeah. There's a nice little twist on there.
So
he
gets her an audience and then he sends her to hell.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, he also.
I've got to say, he's a bad man. He won me over. Just like even when he's got his little tape with his music.
Yeah.
So he's doing his, like, his weapon, his tool up sort of scene. He puts his pump up music and he's walking through the house. I love Spear Cam. That was the little touches were so good. All the little cams. Really, I think he changed it Mildred Cam and then changed it to Mildred Cam.
Yeah, fucking great.
Some real tough stuff happening. And then even for something like this, like you talked about before, Tom, having the multiple cameras in multiple rooms, you're like, okay, already we're a bit nervous because we're going to see some stuff in the camera. He's going to either have to investigate or it's coming for him, rah, rah.
Yeah.
And so that bit where you sort of saw the ghostly image in the camera and in the comments, it's popping up. People are saying, hey, dude, there was this thing. There was
this thing. When he's pissing and he doesn't see
And he's pissing. And then like, now again, we know something he doesn't. So it's like nerve wracking.
Yeah.
He finally knows. He goes, all right, guys, Photoshop's real easy. Any of us can do this sort of thing.
Then he checks the time code.
Oh, as like, again, that's just a not like.
His realization at the time code when he does that bit where he's like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, you kind of know that beat's going to play out at some point, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But the way it plays out is really great.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
It was so funny to watch this movie and think that I'd gotten past scary points and then all it took was like a really loud sound in the house and for him to go like, and me to be like the same. I was like, fucking hell, this movie.
it does this thing where it gets really goofy and then it turns into that like, he's basically fighting a ghost.
Yeah. Can we talk about how physical the ghost is?
Yeah.
You can just punch a ghost.
That ghost, you can punch this ghost.
You punch this ghost,
She can also put her fingers in your nose.
Oh, it's grotty. Oh, I actually loved when she punched him in the head. For some reason, that's just funny from a ghost.
It's funny, right? Yeah. You don't expect to get a punch on with a ghost. Also, she waterboards him with piss.
With piss, that was the fucking
ghost. Yes. Fuck.
And there's one other bit while we're on it. Bites his dick.
Yeah.
Just chomps down.
That is a great moment.
Yeah.
The cop is very funny too. What does he say when he's like, he kicks the cop. Oh, won't hurt anybody except for you. Kicks him. And then he says something like a swish or nailed it or something like that and then runs away. Like he has like a little fist pump sort of moment for kicking a cop in the dick. Oh, man.
Such a lunatic.
He is. Big time.
But yeah, so while we're still on the scares, like again, I think there's a lot of comedy up front, but like even just seeing the house, hearing the history of the house, obviously him throwing the spark plugs away and then I have to investigate every sound, like it's really great, but it's also tension building.
Yeah.
Because you're just like, it is basically making these promises that he is going to face something awful and we are going to do it with him, obviously, at some point in this film.
Yeah. The use too, where the camera will show things that he can't see to the naked eye, like the things in the corridor, or he'll be in a room and you'll see him looking around and he can't see anything, but then he looks back at the footage and there's just a person standing there. Like, and then just even the fact that you'll have moments where like he runs into Mildred and it's like, oh, we've seen Mildred heaps, how can she keep getting scarier? And sometimes she's just on the screen and then does something scary and it still gets you.
Yeah,
she looks fucked.
Yeah, she does look fucked. They do really well. Again, all the practical stuff is working for them. Like, you know, you can see the edges of it.
You can. Sometimes you see a little bit too much. And you're like, oh, okay. And then again, your brain goes, a little bit goofy. And then the next minute, I'm fucking scared again.
Yeah. And again, I the goofiness even plays into the tone of this whole thing. So, like, at no point were you really that bothered by it. Like, I was really just on board for the whole runtime.
Yep.
Fuck, it ticks a lot of boxes.
Yeah. All right. Did our character act wisely or foolishly?
Oh, he's a dummy.
The problem is,
I've got to say that I just love, I guess in America they call it gaffer tape. In my mind, it's duct tape that he's using. He loves his duct tape. Like, it's the cure-all for everything. Like, does he act wisely when he tries to clean the wound when he's just jumped out the window?
Oh, mate.
Keep getting out of there, mate.
He listens
to his followers, clean the wound and drops it. Of course, that's going to sting like a motherfucker.
Right.
Then he wraps it up with the duct tape. I love that when he pins her on the ground at the end, bit of duct tape over her arm.
Yeah.
Like it's going to hold.
Like that's going to do it. Yeah.
I loved it. Oh, he's man. An idiot. He's a big dummy.
Come on. Also, he finds the thing in
the cupboard.
The cupboard.
Well, he falls. Does he fall into it to break it, or does that happen later that he falls into it and breaks it?
A little bit later. So he takes it out of the
cupboard.
That's right. And then later it's on the ground and he stumbles back and crushes it.
Yeah. Taking it out of the cupboard is dumb.
Yeah.
But then so here's the thing. He's foolish from the get-go, but the problem is baked into the premise. Yeah, he has to throw the spark plugs away. He has to throw the keys away.
He's too easily pressured because when she says to him, say these words that are not in English, and he's like, I don't say things that I don't understand.
Yeah.
It's like, good work, mate.
Right.
Pressured into doing it.
So it very quickly turned on.
Well, the audience are like, do it. Do what Christy says.
Yeah. Yeah. We love Christy.
We love her. Yeah, Fuck you, mate. Yeah. You should die.
Yeah. I mean, like, ultimately, his stupidity always comes from that need for validation. Yeah, as soon as, like, three people on his stream tells him to do it, okay.
Yeah.
He rolls over.
I also love in the comments, because there's always these kind of negative people on the internet. There are multiple times throughout it, just someone who thinks the whole thing's fake.
Yeah.
Just like,
yeah.
Fake fear, fake crying. You're right. Fake. This is fake. And I'm just like, it's so, that
it
would
feel so authentic.
That
is,
that would very much happen.
Yeah. Big time.
Yeah.
Man, another thing that he does pretty dumb, where he's obviously, he's got her book, he's read what she's done to, he figures out, she just wants followers, and so she's done this crazy thing. And then he puts the candles down or whatever it is, and he reads the words, but he just forgets he has to make a sacrifice of his own, even though that was like very clearly stated.
Yeah,
so now he's like, eventually chops his finger off.
Yeah.
But the first time around when he tries to do it and it doesn't work, you're like, you forgot like a main part of the whole thing.
Yes, yeah.
Do we think that just in that moment, he's so full of fear and adrenaline that he just forgets? Like, it is the major thing.
I suppose,
doesn't seem to be full of fear at the moment. At that moment, though. It's a very powerful moment.
He's, like, he's pretty arrogant.
That's it. The arrogance is the undoing.
Yeah, right. I think he gets caught up in the fuck. He gets caught up in how clever he is in that moment and therefore is foolish
by not
following the instructions completely. I also like that, you know, he tries to use the build or draw or create one of those things again, because there's someone's like, oh, yeah, my grandma, she's from whatever.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, tell me how to do that, and then he loses his connection.
Oh, that grandma is fucking, that's some of that stuff's very funny too. Yes. Like, he goes to expert opinions and it's just like someone going, hi, I'm a doctor, and her kids are there, and they're like, don't die. That grandma's great, because she says something about something that he opened or he broke or something, and then as soon as the grandson whispers, oh, he broke that, she went, oh, he's dead.
I love that so much. She's like, oh yeah, go back and get that, and then, oh no, it's broken, oh, he's dead.
Yeah. He's also quite foolish, so it's in that bit, I think after he's kicked the cop, maybe.
Right.
And then he just runs into the car to hide in the car.
Yeah.
With like his lights on and stuff.
Yeah,
and
it's
like, mate, of course they're just going to run to that spot.
Yeah. Come on. Like, hiding is not going to work.
Turn your lights off. Like, run further than your car.
Yeah.
Like, just keep, like, you've gotten away. Run past your car.
Yeah. Just keep running.
Yes, there's something running around in the woods, but you've seen it. It's behind you.
Yeah. Right.
Just keep running.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the minute he stops hiding, you're like, gee, I wonder what's going to happen here. They grab him. They drag him out of the car. He wakes up. He's back in the house.
Taking the spark plugs out is funny too. Like, just get rid of the keys or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, maybe it'd be better for him if he just got an Uber there.
Yeah.
So then there is no vehicle there. He actually can't leave.
That's a good call. Yeah, I don't mind that.
Yeah, or hide the keys like on the wheel well. So like, but he locks himself inside.
Mm. Oh, something else incredible happened in this movie for us. They spun the wheel.
Yes.
That was very good.
He kneeled at the wheel. It was the wheel of stupid things.
Yes.
Yeah.
I loved that. We, of course, love to spin a wheel to pick what movie we want to watch.
Did one of them drink the bath water?
Oh, was it? God,
I actually didn't look at them. She spun it and landed in the middle, and he's like, oh, re-spin. And she's like, no.
That's the one. You got to kneel at the wheel. Yeah. Ugh. Yeah, loved to see the wheel pop up in this.
That was fantastic.
Very good stuff.
So, does that mean if we ever spin the wheel and it lands between the two of them, we have to enact Deadstream law and watch both movies at the same time?
So hook two TVs up.
Yeah. Right, simultaneously.
Just something scary on this screen, and then just like Spider-Man 2 over here. Oh, I want to watch Spider-Man 2.
All right, boys. How would we do in this situation? This feels like a question we should be asking ourselves, because at some point, it feels like our Scaredy Boys journey is leading us down this path.
It does.
I assume we have to get rid of the spark plugs or have gotten an Uber.
Yep.
And lock ourselves in.
Oh, yeah, we've got to follow his rules.
The key rules, I think.
Do we, including we hear a sound, we have to investigate?
Yep, 100%.
I think so.
Yeah. That's the worst rule.
That is the worst one.
I don't think we'd, the thing is because once he's in the house, he's seeing ghosts and shit already.
Right. Yeah.
The thing that fucks him up is he breaks the thing, and that's how Mildred gets there.
Yes.
I don't think we would be careless enough around that artifact.
No.
Do we have to break it to kick the stones over? Or is
I think kicking the stones over is walking to the house and locking the padlock.
That's more midpoint stuff. So I think that's open to interpretation at that point.
I don't think we break the sticks. I think we would see something like that and we wouldn't touch it because we would assume not a good thing, bad thing.
Yeah.
However, if the chat were like, pick it up, break it. If we had to spin the wheel.
I don't know that we'll be so easily. I hope we wouldn't be so easily influenced by the chat.
Excuse me, you two bought a cursed painting.
Yeah, we were influenced by no one. That was a decision we made.
Friends. So then,
courageously.
Yeah, we fought our fears so our friend Amanda could have a painting of her dreams.
Yeah, I would like to.
And when
to...
she said thank you, it was all worth it.
Oh, my heart glowed.
Yeah.
I was like,
did you
Grinch.
Say thank you? I don't think you did.
I think if you listen back to the episode, I did say a word that has a K and U in it.
Yeah.
But I don't think it was thank you.
No. And a part of me is unfulfilled.
Well, I'm still waiting for that.
Yeah.
Tom, there's a moment right now.
You have the floor, Tom.
You can fulfill this last little part.
Do you know what? I've thought about it a lot. Mm. I've held a bit of a grudge. I've been a bit grumpy about it.
Yeah.
It's now up in my house. It's been up in the house for a while.
Yeah. Marta obviously gave us some great advice.
We got some good advice. You guys went to a lot of work. Yeah. So maybe, begrudgingly, I have to say, yeah, get fucked still.
Yeah. I was going to say, even if he said thanks then, insincere.
This can't.
Yeah. Is there a way that we can get him killed in this scenario?
Okay. Lock the door. We just walk away.
Hang on. So knowing that if you kill me, I will haunt you so much.
Nah, I think you'll be locked in that location and we'll never return there. Can we lock Tom in
with Crying Boy as like his ally in this thing?
I think that would be good.
Yeah, boys, if you tried to kill me, Crying Boy would kill you both.
Crying Boy would burn the house down.
Yeah.
I think every prison in the solitary confinement thing should have a Crying Boy hanging up. Just to drive people over the edge.
That's not what prisons are for, Sean.
Yeah, well, no, it is, mate. It's what they shouldn't be for, but it's what they are, Tom.
Mm.
It's a disgusting world we live in.
All right, this took a left turn.
That was a real far left.
That's what the Crying Boy does.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were so anti...
Anti-absolution?
What is it?
No, it's the corruption of the Crying Boy, Tom.
Absolutist, anti-abolishment.
Mm. Prisons are dumb.
Anti-prison. What we need to do then is take over a small island and New York, escape from New York style.
Sure.
Right.
Into a self-governing prison.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it has never failed ever.
Yes. Okay. The history shows it works.
History shows.
Every time.
It looks cool as fuck.
Yes, you can have a name like Snake.
There's a cool Disco King. People are on roller skates.
Disco King is John Carpenter. Playing a little bit of guitar, taking breaks to play Xbox.
Yeah.
And
smoke weed.
All right, so this situation.
Yes. I think we're okay.
I can see us getting in there, obviously, no worries. I think it'd be interesting to see how we would play out in this exact scenario, because like you said, I don't think, one, we probably wouldn't break that thing. Let's say even-
I think we have to.
Somehow we do. We would not trust this girl.
We accidentally step on the
thing. I did not trust her. As soon as she popped up, you're like, oh, she's clearly-
But also, she pops up and you're like, oh, we locked the door.
Yeah.
And then when we have to fight Mildred and do the sacrifice thing-
Didn't she say she broke in through a window though?
Did she?
Nah.
I thought she said she came through a window.
And then later on, he's like, he's looking at the windows and he realizes all the windows are up high.
But I think initially you'd buy that, wouldn't you? I broke in through the window.
I still would not trust her.
I don't trust anybody.
She's wearing a badge that says dead inside too.
I wouldn't have trusted either of you in this scenario. It's every man for himself.
So that's the issue is our trust breaks down.
Immediately.
You're angry at me for not saying thank you.
That's true.
You don't trust Dama for
a reason. We see a painting on the wall in the house and we go, remember that time he didn't thank us?
Yeah.
Let's kill him. But I think if we did have to do that spell.
Yep.
None of us would forget that there's a sacrifice that has to be
made. No.
In which case, you two would kill me, I assume.
Yeah, I was going to ask, what is our sacrifice in this situation?
Our dicks?
I have to go straight to dick.
I mean, it can't just be fingers.
He just did a finger.
Well, then I could lose a finger.
Which finger?
Pinky finger in my left hand.
Pinky finger?
Yeah.
I'd go right hand, because I'm a lefty.
Yep.
Yeah, probably pinky finger seems the one that, you know.
It's not doing too much. Will it need a pinky finger from all of us?
Yeah. We could stick them together, make a super finger.
Okay. Now, let's say we do that. We have the tripod of fingers.
Yep.
It obviously doesn't work out well for him because now he's got his followers, but these ghouls
That's
are his
right.
followers.
I want to talk about the ending. It hurt me.
Yeah, he kind of did the right
thing. He wins.
Right did the right thing. He won, and then it was a rude horror ending.
Yeah. So, is that what we're signing up for ultimately? Are we doing podcasts for these ghouls?
The way this film ends, it's a no way out situation.
Yeah.
Unless you fight your way through those people.
Yeah.
Which I'm willing to do.
Well, one thing that this movie has taught us, Sean. You can punch a ghost.
Oh, game changer.
The physical. You can hit them. And with three of us. Because, I mean, I looked at them and I thought, look, he's probably dead, but there's a chance.
Yeah.
This guy, he fought his ass off.
Yeah, he actually did put in good effort.
Mm.
If the trick is to beat her by stealing her followers and then bashing those followers because they're ghouls that you can hit, great. I think we're okay.
Shouldn't those followers belong to him now?
Yeah.
So are they
I don't know why they're so aggressive.
Are they moving
in
to attack him or are they moving in to...
Because they love him.
Maybe they're just before, maybe they're about to bow.
Maybe. No, I think they're about to grab him. Because also,
I'd kill him anyway.
They don't want Mildred willingly.
No. I think you still got to kill him regardless.
Yeah. I think the three of us can kill him.
Yeah. We've got beautiful patrons. We've got beautiful followers that we love already.
Yeah.
I don't need these ghouls.
No.
I got all the Cowley Custers and Brave Babes out there.
Can those ghouls leave the house?
I don't. Well, no, they're outside on the grounds. The Golem
this
Boys.
This is true. Yeah. Yeah. Little freak boys out there.
They drag him from the car into the house.
I think we just got to kill him.
Yeah. I think one by one.
I think we can.
I think we punch our way out.
Dirty work of killing some ghouls.
Yeah, it is a dirty job.
Yep.
Yeah. We do the spell. We cut our fingers off. Sean Carney stands up. He looks the ghost in the eye and he says, square up, corner man.
I would actually love to hit the corner man.
Yeah, grab him by that collar.
There's a few of them I'd like to hit.
Give him the business.
Boy. Yeah. Can I have first crack at all of them? And if I fail, you guys can step in.
Well, we can be in the wings.
Do the cleanup.
No, I'll just wait.
Yeah.
Tom's just gagging back. He's on his phone. He's playing Pokemon.
I'm checking stats. I'm on the IMDb.
Yeah.
I've got my book. I'm reading the corner.
I'll call you if I need you.
Yeah, all right.
I don't think I will.
Great.
Yeah.
Live streaming Sean fighting, not homeless people, ghosts.
Spear cam is just Sean cam. Actually, I'd love just two cameras on my fist.
This cam.
Yeah.
This cam left, this cam right.
Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, well, that is all the Scaredy Talk we have for this episode. I've been Damien.
I've been Sean.
I've been Tom.
And if you Scaredy listeners like this show, would like to help us out, become our non-ghoul patrons, you can head over to patreon.com/Scaredy Boys. But for just $5 a month, you get access to a crazy amount of bonus content. Otherwise, you can leave us a review wherever you listen, as that truly, truly does help us quite a bit. Or if you just want to say hi or recommend some movies or all that sort of good stuff, you can email us at 3scaredboys@gmail.com or find us on Instagram at Scaredy Boys Podcast or on Twitter at Scaredy Boys or individually. I'm at Midday Pajamas.
I'm at Carney from 55.
I'm at Orca Treat.
Stay scared, everyone.
You bought me a cursed painting.
Yeah, you deserve it.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.